I have a soft spot for Cyril and Methodius, and one of the reasons is that on holiday in Prague, you can find the Church of St. Cyril and Methodius. They evangelized in the eastern side of the Czech Republic, in what's called Moravia. And they have a church right in the center of the capital of the Czech Republic. And that church is a very special place, a very holy place, and a very moving place. Because in 1938, the Nazis invaded what was then Czechoslovakia. And horrible things happened. The man in charge put in charge a tyrant called Heydrich. A plot was undertaken to assassinate him, and he was indeed shot, and he died of his injuries in Prague. The people who were responsible for that were some Czech loyalists, and they were assisted by some airmen from the Royal Air Force. It was a combined operation by the British and Czech government in exile. And they hid in the church of Cyril and Methodius. These are terrible things that happen, aren't they? Wicked things that happen. They were hiding there. They were betrayed. The Nazis went completely berserk and they certainly destroyed without trace a village outside Prague, completely destroyed. Annihilated is the word, on Hitler's orders. Through terror, the people responsible who were hiding in the church crypt were betrayed and they were surrounded and a siege started and they couldn't get them out. And the only way they could get them out was for the fire brigade to be brought forward and to flood the crypt till they were forced out, drowned, shot dead. Wicked, terrible things. At the end of the war, the country was occupied by the Soviet Union, or taken over by the communists, shall we say. You would think that the Church of Cyril and Methodius would become a place of national thanksgiving. It was not. It was because it was identified with what was then deemed to be the other side, the British. If you go down into a crypt now, you will find a crypt which is dedicated to the memory of the RAF, and you will find the Union Jack flying there, and you'll find fresh flowers as a memorial to those brave British people who died, as well as the national compatriots. When the communist regime ended in 1989, Vaclav Havel took over. He wasn't a politician. The very first thing that was done was to declare the Church of Cyril and Methodius the National Czech Church of Reconciliation. Reconciliation for all the horrors that had happened. And that is what it is today. And it's where people go in Prague for national services of reconciliation, to pray for each other and to pray for forgiveness for the wickedness that was done during those terrible wars. And that might give an inkling as to why the Czech people, they gained their independence from two terrible empires, the Nazi and the communist empires, but then they joined the European Union because they knew that they couldn't risk that happening again. They'd been there and seen what happens. So we're going through risky times. We really must think very carefully because the future of our country is at stake, but the consequences of rampant nationalism are very, very dangerous. So, St. Cyril and Methodius, pray for us.